Hey everybody, welcome to this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Today we catch up with Michelle Tonkin. Now, Michelle was on the Total Wellness Radio podcast back in July of 2021. And today she returns with her twin sister, Melissa. Both have an extensive background in overcoming their own personal health challenges with natural non-invasive approaches. And they both have written books together, which we will feature in this episode of Total Wellness Radio. The first, That's the Key, Unlocking the Door to Health and Freedom in Every Area of Your Life. And the second book, The Pure Generation. Both these ladies can be contacted at healthysolutionsforall.com and at their personalized site, thepuregeneration.org. So sit back and enjoy this episode with Michelle and Melissa Tonkin on Total Wellness Radio. So, Michelle and Melissa, welcome back to Total Wellness Radio. Melissa, this is your first time, isn't it?
Yeah, my first time,
Oh, well, welcome. I'm glad. And for the people listening to the podcast, they're not seeing what I'm seeing. Obviously, we do our interviews by Zoom. And I know who Michelle is, and I know who Melissa is, only because she just answered.
Yeah. I have longer hair than she does. Okay. So that's how you can tell her right now.
Well,
yeah,
thank
we're twins,
you.
If you haven't figured it out, the listeners online.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Yeah, paint a proper word picture there, thank you.
That's right, Michelle. Yeah, they can't see the longer
yeah,
hair.
Yeah, these ladies are identical twins, and so until they speak, I really don't know what's going on, so. So thank you, ladies, for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it. You know, Michelle was on the podcast July of 2021, and we had a great conversation, a lot of the things going on, and in just a short period of time, you ladies have made additional contributions to the natural health and wellness industry. You've got a couple of books that we're going to talk about and dive into that and make sure that people who listen to the podcast today have access to getting their hands on copies of those books. But before we dive into that, you know, we were able to have Michelle share some of her background. And Melissa, she said yours was similar to hers, and how you got drawn into natural wellness was from your own personal experience. Would you be willing to maybe take a minute or two and share that background a little bit?
Well, back in 1999, I was having some health challenges and didn't really know what was going on with me. Had a lot of weird symptoms that I never had before, like, you know, brain fog, lightheadedness, dizziness, fatigue. And so I went to different doctors, and they're like, oh, it's your thyroid, it's that. And they really didn't really know what was going on, so they just put me on, like, a bunch of, like, anti-anxiety medication. You know, I was having allergic reactions, so they're, like, put me on antibiotics. They're just throwing a bunch of stuff at me, and they really didn't know what it was. They're just kind of doing a guessing game. So I probably saw, like, maybe at least 20, 30, 40-plus doctors. I don't know how many. I lost count. Yeah. So we actually went to a healing service. We saw something on the TV program. So I went there and, you know, I actually was in a wheelchair at that point. I was able to get out of the wheelchair and start walking around, but I was kind of in a weakened state. And some lady pulled me aside and was like, hey, I know this guy. He's a naturopathic doctor. You know, maybe he can help you. So I was like, okay. So, like, you know, a week or so later, we go to this guy's house, and he, like, works out of his garage, which I had no problem with, but he came out, he looked like Doc Brown from, like, Back to the Future. And I was like, what in the world did we get ourselves into?
Yeah, pretty interesting.
We were like, Mom? So, anyways, but we didn't even know what natural medicine was. I mean, I didn't know anything herbal. I didn't know anything about anything. So it was basically everything was brand new to me. So, I mean, we did that. What was that machine that you did?
It was a Rife machine.
A Rife machine. And yeah. I was like, what's this thing? You know, you're coming from Western medicine to totally alternative, and you're holding these cylinders. You're like, what is this? What am I doing? You know? But I was, like, what is this?
We've done a lot of crazy stuff.
I was willing to try whatever to get better. So, but it was a journey, the start of my healing. And basically got into, you know, my degrees because I wanted to get myself better. because they basically told me I was going to be in a wheelchair all my life. And I was like, I don't receive that. I'm going to find out what to do to get better, because they had no answers. So that's why I got my degree, was to help myself. And in the process, we've been able to help many, many other people. Yeah.
Well, that is, you know, it's an interesting, there's an interesting correlation between how most practitioners that we have, that I get to spend time in discussion with. I mean, they, either themselves or a family member, a loved one, friend, somebody had bad experiences. It's always seemed like there's this part of the story that suggests that modern medicine, although it does miracles in many ways in terms of life-saving procedures in the moment, but when it comes to positioning a person to actually restore, rebuild, repair, and thrive in wellness, they're clueless.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's just no resources that they have that really work meaningful.
Yeah. You know? And they try what they know, but, you know, it's like anything. I mean, there's a lot I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm willing to admit that. They just, you know, you practice what you know, and if they just know drugs or pharmaceuticals, that's what they're going to prescribe for you. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of people would just, probably most of the population would just get better, just clean up their diet, detoxifying, and, I mean, getting better sleep, exercise, you know, simple things, but they want to try to make it, let's go throw another drug at you and see if this works, you know?
It's true.
So yeah, a lot of it could be prevented.
I totally agree. I mean, there's so much in the area of just, you know, the symptom is the problem. You know, the symptom is the problem, when really, you know, and it's got a specialty to it, and it's got the doctor to it, and it's got the drugs to it, whether it's insomnia or headaches. Or, you know, metabolic problems, insulin resistance, when in fact, if they would do what you just said, all four of those symptoms would probably improve, diminish, or go away.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just so fascinated how people have been so misinformed, misguided, misled.
Well, I was there, so I get it. You know, we were totally Western medicine. My mom was an RN nurse for 23 plus years, so... Wow. You know, nothing gets Western medicine. There's a lot of good advanced, you know, things they have there, but they have to realize there's a whole other side to that, the prevention, you know, and there's other things too they could be using. And there are doctors that do medical and naturopathic as well. So,
Yeah, there's just too far and few of them in between, you know?
Yeah.
Every community needs
it. We've been to one. You know, in Orlando, he was pretty good. But like you said, there's very few of them. Most of them, like you said, very few far between.
Yeah. So I mentioned about being well-informed. That's a great segue into the primary focus of our discussion today. And you ladies have written, I was under the impression, just a couple of books. You've written several books together. Is that right?
We've written... we wrote a devotional called The Pure Generation, and we also wrote a book called That's the Key, which is basically, you know, about health and wellness and some tips and, you know, some dietary suggestions and basically just overall cleansing and healing and detoxification.
Okay.
So those are the two books that we've written together, and I've written other books besides, other devotionals and things like that.
Okay. So give us kind of a preview of what people will read when they pick up That's the Key.
So That's the Key. I know you can't see it here, but if you go on either Amazon or healthysolutionsforall.com, you'll see that on there. Again, it's basically our testimony, what we went through. It's basically basic health conditions that people experience. A lot of people are experiencing like immune issues and GI stuff and, you know, all those common issues that people experience. So it gives you tips and ideas, suggested supplementation, and dietary recommendations, detoxification, you know, things that we've learned in our own journey. And we call it That's the Key because we always say, oh, that's the key. That's the ticket to our health, you know, and we went through like so many different diets and crazy stuff, you know, and so we just kind of compiled that into a book.
Yeah. So one of the questions that I know listeners are going to have, if they miss the intro to this particular podcast, is some of your I mean, your personal experience is the most valuable. I would agree. Your sharing your experience is really the most valuable. But you both have some training, right? You've got some credentials in the natural health arena. Melissa, what some of the training and credentials that you carry to position you to share this type of information with people?
I have my degree as a certified nutritional consultant from Trinity College of Natural Health and also a master herbalist degree. And I'm also working on a degree from the National Academy of Sports Medicine to be a certified personal trainer. So I'm in the process of doing that.
Okay.
So I'm always learning. I'm like, I need to get myself more fit. So I'm going to go learn how to do this.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm my own personal guinea pig over here.
So. Yeah. Well, that's the, you know, you don't give advice that you don't take, right? So, I mean,
yeah, that's true.
You're the best person to go to in your community if they want to learn about health and wellness because you're taking yourself through the process.
It amazes me when these doctors say, go take all this stuff, but yet they've never experienced or done it themselves. So it's like hard for me to have a lot of respect for that when they're like, oh, you'll be fine. Let's give you 20 more supplements. You're like, I'm having a detox reaction.
Yeah. You know? Or they say you need to go on a diet when they clearly need to go on a diet themselves.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you got to practice what you preach. Otherwise, there's no integrity there. You know, and no one's going to be perfect, but, you know, you have to at least be going in that same direction.
Yeah.
So.
You know, there's an old saying that the title doesn't make the person makes the title. And so although you're a master herbalist and you're pursuing, you know, you got your CNC with Trinity, which, by the way, that's one of the credentials I went through as well a number of years ago. And, you know, but we in our integrity and our experience that we bring to the table is what makes those things valuable. At least that's been my experience. So how about you?
You live the story.
Yeah, you've lived it.
Me, Michelle.
Yes.
I'm a naturopathic doctor and nutritionist and master herbalist, master iridology. Also, I'm studying developmental psychology.
Oh, wow.
Through Liberty Online. So that it was interesting how that kind of came about. A friend actually had a dream about me doing that, and then I just pursued it, not thinking that's something I really want to do, but the Lord opened the doors and grant money and all this thing, and they took credits from 20 plus years ago that I had, and I was like, okay, God, you're making it evident. This is what you want me to do. So, I've been doing that, and I'll probably be graduated with the bachelor's sometime early next year and get the master's before fall next year. So, good, I'm going lightning speed right now.
You're devouring that content fast.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it done. I don't know how much time we have left on this planet, so. I'm trying to get it done quickly.
To get them fit in their body and fit in their mind, right?
Things are interesting. We're living in truly prophetic times, no doubt about it.
Yeah, for sure.
What do you tell them about the counseling? They can't get people to do counseling.
Yeah, there's just so many people who can't get help right now. And I think, you know, it's just, and I also want to be someone that gives counseling at an affordable price. You know, people are charging, you know, astronomical fees. And I'm just trying to combine both healthy body, mind, soul, and spirit.
One of the jokes that I share with clients when they come in is that I let them know right up front that God loves me in a much greater portion than some people. And they're like, well, what do you mean by that? It's like, he does the healing and he lets me collect a fee for it. And I'm so, you know, so that's how it works. We can position people with the right resources, but ultimately God does all the healing. And they have
that's
to put
true.
Forth some effort, right? I mean, there's
that's
some,
true.
What are some of the that's objectives that you point out to your readers in the book, That's the Key? What are some of the things that you point out to them that does position them with the right resources and the actions they need to take?
So, you know, basically it's through our own studies and research. So I give them examples. I take them through, you know, exact kind of educating them what certain disease processes are, what they look like, symptoms. And then once I discuss that, it goes on to what you can actually do to heal the problem. And so it starts from the beginning, you know, what's your diet, what's your stress, what's your, what are you intaking, you know, what toxicity in the environment. And so it gives you a whole paradigm. It's not just one thing. You're looking at the whole body. And also talk about mentality. What's your mentality? It's the whole body, mind, soul, and spirit. And then of course I throw in suggestions and supplements and
some technical difficulty. There we go. Can you say that last line again? We just went through a little technical difficulty.
So I just, you know, go through the whole paradigm, what they need to do from start to finish.
Perfect.
detoxification, diet, healing, health, nutrition, everything. So it's a whole body, body, mind, soul, and spirit is basically what it's entailing. Mm-hmm. And I try to, you know, go from very common, you know, disorders all the way to, you know, what Lyme disease that we've gone through. And I actually have a book dedicated just to Lyme. So if anyone's okay. suffering from Lyme disease, there's a book called Lyme and Co-Infections, The Road to Recovery. It's a focus on primarily Lyme disease, but other co-infections too that could reside with that. Viruses and different things, Bartonella. So if you don't know anything about Lyme or you know someone that has Lyme, that would be something to, you know, pick up as well.
Okay. Could you say the title of that again for me? Because I have three people that need to get that book today.
Yeah, it's called Lyme and Co-Infections, The Road to Recovery. So I have I call the big book on it. It's got a lot of in-depth information. And then I have a pocketbook condensed version, which just basically has a lot of what's in the bigger book, but it's just more shortened and condensed for people who don't want to read through 200 pages and they just want
sounds good to me.
The basics, you know, you don't want to be overwhelmed, so you just basics. Yeah.
I'm the
Melissa and I are the same way. We like cliff notes, done deal. I got it.
Yeah. Anyway, so you can pick both of those. Both is up on our website, healthysolutionsforall.com.
Okay, well, I'll be definitely sending a lot of people that way because I have folks that need additional resources always mm-hmm. on this type of thing. And they, you know, it's kind of funny. They get sick of hearing it from me. But gosh, if Michelle and Melissa said so in their book, and they're
yeah, it's a prophet without honor is on hometown, right?
That's the deal. That's the deal.
I know.
You nailed it. So when you, what prompted you guys to set out to write the book together? I'm just curious because this is a mutual collaboration on both of these. Is that right?
Yes.
You okay. want to I don't know. This? I think you're like, I'm going to write a book. You want to go write something? Here's a pen or whatever. Just that's how she's always been. She's like, are you okay?
Oh, you guys are a kick and a joy. I love it.
Yeah, she's always been like that. She's always been like the very type A, and I'm kind of like B, and I don't know, a little A thrown in there occasionally.
Yeah, you know, I kind of tell her here's mulch, go shovel some of it. No, I'm just kidding. No, she helped out, you know, she had some insights, and I like the way she writes on certain things, especially like the Peer Generation book that we have. It's basically focused on, you know, rising up leaders in this generation and being a pure light and vessel and what that actually means.
Yeah.
And it goes into a lot of topics that are a little hard hitting, but it's also spoken with love. And so she has... The Lord's given her a lot of dreams and visions throughout the years. And so I just basically include some things and insights that God's given her that can be pertainable even now. And mm-hmm. I think it's they're convicting, but it's also a way to draw people that we wrote the book kind of in a way that if you're not a believer, you'll still be interested in what it has to say because it's not, you know, going to bop you on the head, the Bible. But
sure.
At the same time, it's going to, you know, things that you might not be aware of.
Yeah.
That God talks about in scripture and things. So,
the Peer Generation?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent.
Which is so neat because that's about where our generation's anything but that, you know. So, kids these days need a good influence, role model, or something, you know, to look up to. Or,
well, I, and for me, I love, you know, facts are important, but truth is more empowering. And so, you know, the fact of the matter is we're living in some very challenging times. The fact of the matter is that a lot of people are being driven to their knees in ways they never thought they would. And they're hungry mm-hmm. and they're searching for the truth.
It's true. Yeah.
They want it, the only thing that's going to save that is the truth. And although the facts look a little, you know, fear-driven and where's a lot, there seems to be a lot of division in the world today, not just our country, the world, you know, wars and threats, thoughts of wars, right? Rippling mm-hmm. and now Russia and Ukraine, look what we got going on there. So, I mean, the truth is that we are armed with a solution to all of these facts that we're surrounded with, you know? And so I applaud both of you ladies for stepping out and writing this type of material, it's extremely timely, as I bet you both realize.
Yeah.
You know, the people that can plug into this type of thing and really go deeper in their relationship with themselves, with God, with what the truth is versus what they think the facts are. And, yeah. Because facts don't make it truth.
No. That's true.
So.
That's for true.
So I'm looking forward to picking up my.
Facts on?
I'm looking forward to picking up my personal copies this afternoon.
Yeah. Well, we also have a music ministry. I've been trying to do a little bit of it all.
Wow. Is there anything
I play piano and she plays guitar, and we're doing stuff like at coffee shops and churches and things, but it's been kind of hard since COVID. So we're trying to find different places to do that again. That's our heart, is to do ministry.
Yeah, so it sounds like it.
We'll see how that goes. We can also send you a copy of a CD if you'd like. We're actually
processing. Or iTunes. Go on iTunes.
You can do iTunes.
No one has CDs anymore.
I keep forgetting. No one has CDs anymore. They're all on iTunes.
Don't let the white hair fool you. I've got some CDs around here somewhere. I can show you.
Oh, you do have a CD player? Okay.
I got one right. I got one sitting right over here.
Okay. Yeah, we've got, like, how many CDs have we made? Like 7 or 8?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, we've been doing that since we were 13, probably, doing music.
You guys have a real tremendous calling on your lives. It's wonderful and refreshing to witness people walking in their truth.
Amen.
It's so refreshing to see when there's so much confusion and distractions taking place with our world today. So it's really, really awesome.
Well, that's probably why the enemy tried to take us out. We had a call on our life. But God said, nope.
Yeah.
That's what to do. So.
Yeah. So I want to make sure that the listeners at this stage in the podcast, because we're about maybe half to two-thirds through here, but the website to pick up Michelle and Melissa's books, that's the key, unlocking the door to health and freedom in every area of your life, as well as the book titled The Pure Generation, Healthy Solutions for All.com. Is that correct?
That's correct. Perfect. You got that right.
I know you won't do a shameless plug, but I'm happy to, because I think I think the content that you ladies are producing and putting out in the world is needed now more than ever, and we need to make sure that people can get plugged into you and get those resources in their hands. So.
Thank you so much.
What are some of your other projects, dare I ask?
Dare you ask?
Yeah, movie, skydiving, whatever. I don't know. It's.
I'm actually, this is Michelle, by the way, because I know you listeners can't see me. I'm working on a film right now. It's like pre-production stage. It's basically based on a woman who came out of human trafficking, the true life story. And so I'm working with a woman who was a producer, who was on some, you know, bigger films and The Walking Dead. And she knows her way around the industry. So she's been helping us out with producing the movie, get ready to get produced, should I say. So I'm doing networking in May in Orlando with some people in the industry. And I really have no experience in this. I've written some scripts and stuff like that, but God just told me this is what he wanted me to do. And so I've been actually at this for, I think, like 5 or 6 years now, trying to get produced. And it's finally coming to the place where the script's finished and we're just getting ready to, get it into the hands of people to promote it and produce it. So
that's awesome.
It's very powerful, very gripping. We want to be mainstream. We want to be the best of the best as far as videography. We don't want to be cheesy. We want to reach everybody.
Yeah.
And it's going to hit you whether you're a saved, believer, whatever, on the fence, because it's so relatable and it's so gripping. So it's going to be called Crossing Over, and that's going to be coming out, we hopefully, sometime next year.
Wow. What amazing projects you guys have been blessed with.
Yeah.
Well, it's the Lord, you know?
I was just thinking about that. Like,
not me.
God, if you honor the Lord and you use something that he's been given, he'll give you more, like the parable of the talents. So,
yep, 100%.
I'm just thinking about that, you know? And even if you just want to do one, the Lord gives you one thing. As long as you do it the best of your ability, I believe that he will bless you with more things to do. You have to be faithful.
yeah, those things first.
Many people don't know this part of my journey with the practice, right? The clinic here in Cheyenne. And it was late 2004, early 2005. And I remember I had stress-induced psoriasis so bad that my head was literally covered in purple blotches. And back in those days, I had a lot of color in my hair, so you couldn't see it. My hair looked as dark as y'all's does.
Like and, dark brown, okay.
Yep. And I remember I was in the back lab, and it was just me and a gal that worked part-time for me at the time. And I remember I hit my knees, and I threw my hands in the air, and I just closed my eyes, and I said, God, I can't do this way anymore. This is 100% yours, right? Mm-hmm. I just made a complete and total acceptance that I was not in the driver's seat anymore, right? And I kid you ladies not, the second I opened my eyes, the room was even brighter. There was such a cloud of fear and despair and like, you know, frustration and oh no, I'm crashing my family's business and just all these different, just really under attack, you know, and
demonic stuff.
And when I went through that process, and I kid you not, from that moment to this, I've never looked back on that experience and taken anything back, right? Every day is rededicated to making certain that I'm in alignment with what God's plan is for what we do here, and that I just get to be the guy that's, you know, the servant doing my thing. And you know, it's been an amazing journey to go into a, like, you know, from one person full time to 10 people now to, you know, owning the building we're in rather than renting a space in the building to, you know, having the opportunity to share with other practitioners how we're doing that and doing it in a manner that it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's not because of me. It's because of the legwork we're willing to do, sure. But we know who gets all the credit, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And it just keeps, and like, We have a documentary that we're going to start work with. I've been working on it privately myself for the last 2 years on a documentary of actually going into a small little community and exposing people to this, that it's hard for them to get to medical care.
Uh-huh.
And then document their 6-week journey of what they experience.
Oh, that's awesome.
And
yeah.
What they go through and the mindset and the truth that they have to embrace. Some people do it 20, 60, or 100, right? That's part of the story.
Yeah.
They'll do it 20% or 60% or 100%. But to document that impact that can happen and then document the financial side of it, that how affordable it really is to get superior health and how costly it is to stay in our modern medical model and stay sick. And
that's
how
right.
much that costs versus how affordable what we do, it really, really is.
And, yeah, it's true. And I can attest to this. We spent thousands upon thousands of dollars, my family. So it was really tough. And I mean, it definitely, if you can do everything as natural as possible, a lot less side effects. So that's awesome that you're going to be doing that and showing people that. Because a lot of people, their big thing is like, oh, I can't afford it. I can't afford to do this.
Yeah.
And you only get one body, you don't get another one, so you might as well take care of it.
Yeah, it's so affordable, beyond people's comprehension, because they've been so misguided and thinking, well, insurance pays for my health. No, insurance pays for you to stay sick.
Yeah, it's true. Mm.
That's what insurance does. Insurance-driven quality of health care has never been a successful model in any nation in our history. In our 6,000 plus years of recorded history, there is no model that's successfully driven for people to achieve health when it's insurance predicated.
Yeah.
So, but breaking through that, right, and sharing that truth with people, that's always fun.
That's true. That's awesome. What are you guys thinking about doing that?
Well, I'm going to be the little town I've adopted. They don't know it yet, but I've adopted them. That I want to shoot this at it's about an hour and 10 minutes north of Cheyenne. It's on a bad little 2-lane road out in the middle of nowhere, And it's an hour and a half to 2 hours either direction to get any kind of care. And so I'm going to be meeting with the little mayor and the city council sometime later this year. We're still working on the details. So
I'm sure he needs help himself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, I think once it's on, I just believe it has an opportunity to open some eyes, you know. Mainstream medicine's not going to come in and film you folks as, you know, you're crossing over. They're not, you know, mainstream is not going to fund that for you, you know.
No.
And so we have to collaborate together and trust in God to provide the resources, which he always does. Always does.
Yeah. Yeah.
To make things happen in his timing. I think the biggest challenge I face is just being patient.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's how I am. Like, what I want done yesterday, right?
It's like, no, you're trying to tell me what my plan is. No, you don't get to do that.
Yeah. Well, I was listening to Joyce Meyer the other day, and she was saying, you know, people, I think it was her or someone else, you know, sometimes the Lord will show you like a vision of the future.
Right.
And it's like, you know, it's like point Z, but you're at point A and they don't see all the steps that, you know, it takes to get there. So, you know, it's a process and we don't want to, you know, we're a very microwave society. We want it like right now. And, you know, God's way does not work that way. I mean,
that's right.
You know, you see people in position, but you don't know what they took to get there.
Yep.
You know? Yes. So it's been a journey for us, and
for sure.
And everyone's like, "Oh, would you do it all over again?" I'm like, "No," but I'm still glad that the Lord used something that was bad. You know, He used it, our situation, and He turned something good out of it. So,
yeah,
like we said, we can't see everything, but the Lord knows the plans, and He knows what you know needs to happen. So,
yeah,
that's awesome you're doing that.
And I think that's why, you know, I love, and I know you ladies love too, the aspects of natural healing and sharing that truth with people is that if all of us were only limited by the facts of the moment, you know, the person comes in and says, "I have cancer," and the fact of the moment is, well, that could be a life-threatening situation, but yeah. We have to arm them with the truth, which says, hey, there's things that can be done. And, uh-huh. and everything that can be done is going to be guided by God, right? The ultimate healer.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things that you can do. So if you buy into the facts, then you might, you know, then you could be positioning yourself to experience a death sentence. But if you want to buy into the truth, you might have a lot longer, healthy, prosperous life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of those topics that I just love to share with people.
Well, and also, if you're not saved, you don't know the Lord, you don't know what's life after death, there's that fear of death because you're like, okay, what's this? What's after this? You know, what comes after this? You know, they had an interview with Elon Musk, and there his big question was, what's my purpose? What does this all mean? What's life? He has all this money, but what good is it if you don't know what your purpose in life is? You don't have God in your life. It's a very shallow, meaningless life because there is life after death. There is heaven and hell. And so, you know, you take care of your body here, but, you know, we have to, the end result is to get people to know the truth. So, sure.
Yep. I totally agree. Totally agree. Give me a couple of pointers from the pure generation that kind of fall in line with what we've been discussing. Yeah.
Here, I'll let Michelle answer because I've been talking the whole
time. Well, let Michelle get a word in.
Basically, the purity. So it's pure is purity. Uncompromising, radical love in everyone. It's an acronym. So, you know, it's talking about purity, how we can be pure in our mind and our body, how we can uncompromise, how we can be true to God's word and stand for truth. We can radically love people. We can show love. We don't have to be elitist. You can include everybody and love everyone. And then, you know, the message is for every person, everybody in the world. And how we can do that nowadays, especially through technology, we have the ability now. So it goes into greater detail, subcategories and things like that, but really hits a lot of topics that people are dealing with in our nation. And I think even personal things, even personal stories and dreams and visions that Melissa and I've had. So,
yeah. Well, it's a fascinating topic. As I said earlier, it's extremely timely, as I'm sure you ladies sense. It's desperately needed, and I am thrilled to be able to get this podcast out to the world and let people come and visit the site and check out and order their version of the books. Hey, do you give practitioner discounts for bulk if we order?
Sure.
We'll figure it out. Sure. We'll do something good for you. Let us know.
Figure it out.
Of course. We have discounts on our site. We give like 15% off 100 and 20% off 200 and free shipping and orders $50 and over in the United States. So.
Excellent. Well, we'll talk more.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, this has been a joy. Please, let's make sure we do this again in the near future, especially as your other projects with, you said it was crossing over, right?
Yes. Yeah. The website isn't, we're working on it right now, but when it's ready, it'll be crossingoverthemovie.com.
Excellent.
So we'll be having that posted and ready.
Yeah. Once you, you know, as other projects come on and you want to, and I'm sure we'll stay in close touch with each other, but as we get other projects and things that you want to make sure the world has another voice out there trying to land and plant those seeds, right?
Yeah.
For people to be aware of what's available to them as far as the kind of resources that that you folks are providing. We'll do this again.
Thank you so much, Dan. I appreciate you guys. Thank you, listeners. Appreciate you guys being on today.
Yes, thank you.
You guys have a wonderful and blessed day. And for all of you listening in to Total Wellness Radio, thank you for making us a part of your day. That's going to do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Remember, if you are a practitioner in the healing arts and would like to have your own interview on Total Wellness Radio, please reach out to me, 307-631-5300. That's 307-631-5300. Send me a text message, your name and your modality, and let's get you scheduled to be on an upcoming episode of Total Wellness Radio.